Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, David Fry, who is known everywhere as the voice of the Westminster Kennel Club. And he is the director of communications and doing his 23rd broadcast of the Westminster Dog Show. Welcome back to the show, David.
Hi, guys. Always nice to be on with you.
Oh, it's always our pleasure to have you. David, as we're talking about the upcoming show, can you tell us about the field this year? Who are the favorites to watch for best in show and for best the favorites by group?
Well, probably, you know, we kind of look at our favorites as the dogs that have made the biggest splash in the show dog world during the past year. And the number one dog in the country coming in is a black Cocker Spaniel that was the number one dog in the show dog world over the course of the year by a long way. But it's also the dog that won the sporting group here at Westminster last year. So Seduction is his name. Beckham is his call name. And he's certainly a dog to be watching. But, you know, in the 22 years that I've done the show previous to this one, maybe six of those times has the number one dog in the country won best in show. So Beckham maybe has got to reverse that trend if he wants to be the dog out, be America's dog for the next year. But we've got our number one Whippet, number one hound in the country was a Whippet. She's coming back. She won the hound group here 2 years ago, Chanel. In the working group, I think the working group's up for grabs. We've got a beautiful boxer, Scarlet, coming back. A Kuvas, of all things, was in the top 10 this year. A wonderful Kuvas in a breed that we don't always see that. The Terrier group, there's going to be another shootout in the Terrier group like there always is, the Smooth Terrier, the Fox Terrier, a couple of other Terriers that have had great show years. The Smooth Fox Terrier is returning to defend its group title that it won last year. In the toys, I think another big shootout amongst the little dogs, the Affin Pinscher, the Pekingese, there's a wonderful Maltese out there as well. There's a number of nice toy dogs. And geez, I'm the guy who said last year that I thought it would be a small dog, and I couldn't have been any more off. Came up with the Scottish Deerhound, but two standard poodles in the non-sporting group, and our returning winner from last year to the Shar-Pei. The herding group is wide open. There's a great German Shepherd that had a wonderful year. The bearded collie that won the group last year is coming back, and we just have a lot of nice dogs from top to bottom in all seven groups. So who knows who's going to be standing out there at the end. Whoever it is going to have their divine moment of inspiration in front of three different judges along the way, first at the breed level, then at the group level, and then at best in show. So we'll see. I mean, we're often surprised by who's the one standing out there by themselves in the middle of the ring at the end of the show. So I think it's going to be another one of those years.
Depending on the breed group, are there like hard paths and easier paths to the equivalent of the final four, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes the toughest competition is at the breed level. Some of these dogs, there's only three or four dogs entered in their breed. So in terms of numbers, the competition isn't that tough. But, you know, if it's the right dog, it doesn't matter whether there's two of them or 40 of them, which we have with Rhodesian Ridgebacks. But the groups are all the same, and best in show is the same. It's the breed level where you're going to see a little difference in the numbers sometimes.
With more representation, is there typically like a real standout that way, or is it even fiercer competition, or is it?
We invite the top five dogs in every breed to be pre-entered, so we know they're going to be there.
Gotcha.
And the rest of them that are coming. Who knows why we have 42 Rhodesian Ridgebacks? I have no idea. Ridgeback people just make it an occasion for them. They all work hard to get here. But, you know, there's an element of chance because those entries are sitting in the mailbox that we go get them on that first Friday in December, and however they come out of there, that's what the entry ends up being. We don't go looking for 42 Ridgebacks, but, it doesn't surprise me that Goldens and Labs and French Bulldogs have among the highest entries, too, because they're very popular breeds in this country.
Now, this year, there's a little remodeling going on at the Madison Square Garden, or?
We're in the second second year of what's been alternately told to me as a 3-year and a 5-year renovation plan at the garden. So it's crowding us a little bit. We've had to lower our limit from 2,500 dogs to 2,000 dogs in the interest of the exhibitors who are there with their dogs being benched for the public to see.
Gotcha.
And so it makes it difficult on us, but you know what? We'll survive because we're one of only 3 events that have been at all 4 versions of Madison Square Garden. We started there at the Garden in 1980. Was the first year that it was Madison Square Garden, but before that, our very first year of the show was 1877. We were in Gilmore's Garden in Madison Square Park, and that eventually became Madison Square Garden. And since then, this is the 4th version of Madison Square Garden, and we, the circus that is no longer there, and the National Horse Show, which is no longer there, are the only 3 tenants that have been in all 4 of those buildings.
Wow, an interesting piece of history.
There you go. I've got a lot of meaningless trivia.
Hey, that's my territory. So, David, talk to us about the first-time breeds that are going to be appearing at this year's show.
Well, 6 new breeds gives us 185 breeds and varieties for the world to see. When I started doing this show in 1990, we had 142 breeds and varieties. So, in that span, we've added about 43 of them. But new breeds is a little bit of a misnomer because some of these breeds have been around for hundreds or even thousands of years. It's just taken a while and the formal process for them to be recognized by the American Kennel Club for full privileges, which includes being shown in confirmation shows like the Westminster Kennel Club. Westminster is a member club of the AKC, so we play by their rules. And when they come to us and say, you get 6 new breeds this year, then they all fight to get here. They all want to be here and have their debut on live national television, be here at Westminster. So that said, we've got 6 of them this year. We've got a new hound, the American English Coonhound, which has been around for a couple of hundred years, was really down from the old Virginia hounds in Virginia and the American Foxhound. So putting them together, they've come up with this beautiful coon hunting dog. The American English Coonhound. I think the world will admire that dog. In the Terrier group, we've got a new Terrier, the Chesky Terrier, which is from Czechoslovakia. It's a cross, it's a straight cross between a Scottish Terrier and a Sealyham Terrier originally, and you can see that, both those dogs, in the Chesky Terrier. They're kind of a long, low-slung dog. They're a little different than most of the other Terriers in that they have this kind of soft, silky coat that's managed with scissors and clippers rather than being hand stripped and plucked like most terriers are. But does the same thing that other terriers do. Goes to ground for troublemakers. We have 2 dogs and 2 new dogs in the herding group. The Entley Wooker Mountain Dog, which looks a lot like its other Swiss relatives, the Bernese Mountain Dog and the Greater Swiss Mountain Dog. It's that same kind of black and tan and white coloring. It's a short coat. It's a short-legged dog, a little more stout than the other two, a cattle drover dog and a farm dog for its owners and farmers in Switzerland. The other herding dog is the Finnish Laphund, which is a northern breed, a Spitz breed, and looks a lot like some of the other Spitz breeds that you see with those pointed ears, a long, thick standoff coat, and a curly tail. The dog was actually bred to be a farm dog in Finland to herd reindeer and do other farm work there for people in Finland living up near the Arctic Circle and in the northern climes up there. We have 2 new dogs in the non-sporting group. The Norwegian Lundehund, sticking up there in Scandinavia. The Lundehund is the puffin dog and was originally bred to hunt puffin birds for their meat but also for their feathers. The Norwegian farmers put great value in those things. And that's no longer legal. They don't allow them to hunt puffin birds anymore, but I think it's a protected bird. But because of the place where the Lundehund had to do all of its work in these rocky, craggy shores, you know, the fjords and things in Norway, they developed a couple of traits that we don't see in the other dogs. The first is that they have 6 toes. That helps pull them out of trouble. Well, the other is that they're double-jointed. their arms and their legs can go straight out to the side, and their head can go straight back to touch its, back.
Wow.
And they're cute little dog, pointed ears, and they're smaller than I had imagined. And I had seen these dogs, you know, most all of these breeds I've seen before, like at the World Dog Show. Because, as I say, so many of them have been around in other parts of the world for a lot of years, and we see them in the World Dog Shows and things, but not in, here until this year. So, last, and certainly not least, the only dog breed to start with an X is the Sholo Itzcuintly, which, if you're a coward, you can call it the Sholo.
Okay.
If you really want to know, you can spell it X-O-L-O-I-T-Z-C-U-I-N-T-L-I. And it was formerly known as the Mexican hairless dog. So some people may know it from that. It comes in three different varieties of size that, like the poodles, the toy miniature and the standard, can either have hair or not hair. The most striking one, of course, is the hairless one, and probably the standard Sholo as well, the full-size one. They're wonderful dogs. They have beautiful temperaments, very protective of their families, love people, love kids. They've been around for thousands of years. They had played a part in the Aztec history and in their religious history, and they're just a fun dog to have. So we got some for everybody: Switzerland, Norway, Mexico, Finland, Czechoslovakia, and Virginia, of all places. So,
it's a small world. World after all.
No, we think we have something for everybody. I think it's part of the appeal of our show is the entertainment value of seeing 185 different breeds and varieties.
For sure.
Well, and David, for anyone who wants to check out the show, when is the show on what stations, and what's going on with streaming on the Internet this year?
Well, it's on as it has been for the last several years. We've been on television since 1948, as a matter of fact, before I Love Lucy ever came on TV. Hmm. But it's on USA on Monday night, February 13th. We're on USA Network from 8 until 9, and it's picked up then from 9 until 11 on CNBC. And you'll see the group competition in the hounds and toys and non-sporting and herding groups. And from that, those four group winners will join the Best in Show lineup on Tuesday night. Tuesday, we judge the sporting, working, and terrier breeds during the day in those groups at night. Those seven group winners come together at the end, and one of them will be selected by Mrs. Cindy Vogels to be Best in Show at Westminster and be America's dog for the next year. So streaming video, we're going to have some live stuff on our website, westminsterkennelclub.org. We're going to have lots of highlights of our breed judging during the day. So when you watch us Monday night and watch the Hound Group, you'll see one Rhodesian Ridgeback. If you go to our website, you'll get to see all 40 of them that were entered and shown that day. So we encourage people to do that. We're on Facebook at WKC Dog Show, and we're on Twitter as well at WKC Dogs. So we'll be out there. We hope people will, you know, enjoy a two-screen viewing experience, if you will. Have that laptop or your desktop cranked up on all of our Westminster sites and watch us on television. We'll be having a lot of a chatter back and forth and help make you feel like you're there.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show again. David, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm happy to talk to you guys every year. Let's try and get you out for the dog show one of these days.
You got a bet on that one. We've been speaking this morning with David Fry, who is the Director of Communications for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, and you can see him next week on TV or this week pretty much everywhere else on TV as well. So thank you very much. And
all right.
Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Will Schultz, a local veterinarian who is an expert in breeding championship dogs, right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.com.